Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we've got songs about light and dark, dollars, and things that go round. And you'll want to get a pencil and paper ready to write down the information on how you can win a CD on the Timeless label titled Hot British Dance Bands. But to get us started, looking at this past week in history, on February 18th in 1841, the first continuous filibuster in the U.S. Senate began. A filibuster in legislative practice is the parliamentary tactic used in the United States Senate by a minority of the senators, sometimes even a single senator, to delay or prevent parliamentary action by talking so long that the majority either grants concessions or withdraws the bill. Unlike the House of Representatives, in which rules limit speaking time, the Senate allows unlimited debate on a bill, and speeches can be completely irrelevant to the issue. The word filibuster is derived from the Spanish filibustero and originally described 16th century pirates. Filibuster was in use in the political sense by the mid-1800s. In 1957, Senator Strom Thurmond of South Carolina talked for more than 24 hours, the longest individual filibuster on record, as part of an unsuccessful attempt by Southern senators to obstruct civil rights legislation. But before I get accused of filibustering, here's a set of songs about talking, starting with the Rhythm Rascals.
Thank you. to in long time, Benny. That's what I was talking about. Listen here, folks, we're all gonna have a real ball tonight. Doo-da-da-doo-da-doo-da-da-da-bip. Doo-bop, doo-da-da-da-da-da-da. Doo-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Lovely moon is shining. Don't you think we ought to take a walk? Did I hear you say, okay? That's the way I like to hear you talk. Don't you think you ought to stop and kiss me? Don't you dare to let me hear you squawk. Did I hear you say, okay? Now that's the way I like to hear you talk. Gee, you're great, you're swell, you're wonderful. Oh, how we agree. You know how I go for you. Couldn't you kinda go for me too? Don't you think we ought to call a preacher? Shuffle off to Buffalo, New York. Did I hear you say, what's that you say? No? Oh, okay. That's the way I like to hear you talk.
Before you whisper whispered goodbye forever. Let's talk it over, dear. We were so in love the day love started. Who would think that we would soon be parted? I just can't believe it's true. I make this appeal to you. Can't we talk it over? Let's talk it over before you tell me you're through. Can't we sit together and figure whether this is the right thing to do? I hate the thought of spending nights all alone, missing the thrill of nights that we've known. Can't we talk it over before it's over, before we whisper goodbye forever? Let's talk it over, dear. I can't see any reason why we should break, why we should make this awful mistake. Can't we talk it over? Let's talk it over before you whisper goodbye forever. Can't we talk it over, dear?
Some talking songs to commemorate the first continuous filibuster in the U.S. Senate. We started off with the Rhythm Rascals, Jay Wilbur and his orchestra, recording in London on January 6, 1936, and Talking It Over. That was followed by Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, and That's What I'm Talking About. After that, it was Jack Jackson from December 12, 1934, and That's the Way I Like to Hear You Talk. That was written by Sigler, Goodhart, and Hoffman. And we ended this musical filibuster with the glorifier of American song, Ruth Etting, from March 8, 1932, and Can't We Talk It Over? This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We'll be back with yours truly, Johnny Dollar, right after this. This past week on February 18th marked the debut in 1949 on CBS Radio of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, the last of the major dramatic radio network programs. Johnny Dollar was played by Bob Bailey, Charles Russell, and others. The show was about an insurance investigator who builds his stories around his expense reports. Sounds like the most boring show in the world, but it worked. The series lasted until 1962. The show had two versions, one with a single 30-minute episode, and five-part episodes of 15 minutes per. The show was a mystery series in which Johnny Dollar is hired by various insurance companies to investigate suspicious claims and involved all sorts of criminal activity, mostly murder. The gimmick of the series is that the story is narrated around Johnny Dollar's expense report. At the end of each episode, after he successfully solves the mystery, Johnny announces the total of the report and signs it, "Yours truly, Johnny Dollar." Here's what the opening of the show sounded like in 1956.
Tonight and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator,
yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Universal Adjustment Bureau, Hartford, Connecticut. Following is an accounting of expenditures incurred during my investigation of the Jolly Roger fraud. Expense account item one, taxi for myself and my vacation luggage to the offices of Universal Adjustment, 436 Parley Street, Hartford, in the hope I could argue both Pat McCracken and myself out of taking on the case. The last two cases I'd handled for Pat had almost cost me my life, and I was beginning to be a bit superstitious about anything he had a hand in. But trying to talk him down was like trying to talk down your mother-in-law.
Maybe your skin-diving trick will help you crack the case.
But the main thing is you're going to California anyhow. This way you can put your whole vacation on expense account.
Pat.
And, baby, if I know you, you'll run down the case in about 2 days, come up with a swindle sheet for a couple of weeks.
Pat.
This ain't nothing of the commission I mentioned over the phone.
Listen, will you?
So here, in commemoration of Johnny Dollar, are some songs about money. Specifically, dollars, starting off with Eddie Dresch.
Bent. I'm not down to my last cent, cause I got a dollar, but it's my last dollar bill. Yes, sir. In my pockets, there's a dent. All my dough is nearly spent, but I got a dollar, and it's my last dollar bill. Oh, I'd love just one more buck fortune left me by chance. Now, here's a hint, I feel like a mint. You can hardly tell by a glance. I don't care, no millionaire can give me the icy stare, cause I got a dollar, my last dollar bill.
Should I holler? Cause here it is Monday and I still got a dollar. Now usually Sunday I'm as clean as a collar, so why should I holler? I'm the banker on the campus cause I still got dough. When a man at college has a dollar, he's an all-American guy, having big times, spending his dimes on lots of cups of coffee and pie. Saturday's my day, cause the check comes on Friday. but why should I holler? Here it is Monday and I still got a dollar.
Chick Bullock and his Levee Loungers. Chick Bullock on the vocal, and Here It Is Monday and I've Still Got a Dollar, from an Oriole 78 recorded in New York on November 12, 1932. And before that, a Red Nichols tune, Last Dollar. Dick Robertson performed the vocal, backed by Eddie Dresch and his orchestra. Now, exactly who Eddie Dresch is, no one knows, but it is known that the trumpeter in the band was Jack Purvis. An extremely talented musician, unfortunately, Purvis spent most of his life in jail and once deliberately broke parole so he could go back to leading the prison band. Now, at the beginning of the show, I mentioned that you can win a CD. That's right, I have a timeless CD entitled Hot British Dance Bands, 1925 to 1937, and it can be yours. All you have to do is enter the drawing to be held March 4th. So, how do you enter? Well, all you have to do is send an email to glenn@glennrobison.com, G-L-E-N-N-R-O-B-I-S-O-N. Or, if you don't have a computer, you can send a card or letter to me at Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Or, if you don't have a stamp, you can give me a call at 909-641-0805. That's 909-641-0805. The drawing for the CD will be held at the end of next week's show, and the winner will be announced on the show on March 11th. Continuing our tribute to Johnny Dollar, here's Emil Coleman and his orchestra.
Condition, and I've got ambition that belongs to you. Six shirts and collars, debts beyond endurance, on my life insurance that belongs to you. I've got a heart that must be spurtin', just be certain I'll be true. Take my $5, take my shirts and collars, take my heart that hollers, everything I've got belongs to you.
From America's Sweetheart, written by Rodgers and Hart, I've Got $5. Smith Ballou performed the vocal on that Brunswick recording from January 23, 1931. In America's Sweetheart, the song was sung as a duet between Jack Whiting and Harriet Lake, who would later move to Hollywood and become a 1928 Porter. Now, for those of you who have absolutely no idea what I was just talking about, when she moved to Hollywood, Harriet Lake changed her name to Ann Southern. Ann Southern starred in My Mother the Car as the voice of a 1928 Porter, license plate number PZR317. Now name another radio show anywhere on the planet where you're going to get that kind of vital information other than right here on Rapidly Rotating Records, heard each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, KISL-FM 88.7, Avalon. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm going to expose you to some more toe-tapping music when we return right after this. Last week, on February 21st in 1932, William N. Goodwin received patent number 1,407,147 for a thermal ammeter, in plain terms, the camera exposure meter. Mr. Goodwin was working for the Weston Electrical Instrument Corporation of Newark, New Jersey at the time. So, in commemoration of Mr. Goodwin's invention, we're going to expose you to some songs about light and dark, starting off with the Comedian Harmonists.
Ein bisschen Leichtsinn kann nicht schaden, lass den Jugend ihr Vergnügen. Die frohen Tage verfliegen, darum lasst ihr keine grauen Haare wachsen, denn ein bisschen Leichtsinn kann nicht schaden, lass der Jugend ihre Freude. Bist du ein so alt wie der Methusalem, willst du eingestehen, auch ich war jung. Und darum drücke heute beide Augen zu, gib der Jugend zu den rechten Schwung. Bam, 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 bam. Fort mit den Sorgen, das ist heute die Parole. Kinder, seid lustig und tanzt der Kette Sohle. Was kann uns das Leben noch Schöneres geben als einen lustigen Tag? Ein bisschen Leichtsinn kann nicht schaden, lasst der Jugend ihr Vergnügen. Die frohen Tage verfliegen, darum lasst ihr keine grauen Haare wachsen. Denn ein bisschen Leichtsinn kann nicht schaden, lasst der Jugend ihre Freuden. Bist du einst so alt wie der Methusalem, musst du eingestehen, auch ich war jung. Und darum drücke heute beide Augen zu, gib der Jugend zu den rechten Schwung. Ba, 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 ba. Alter, wirst du elegisch, nimmst entweder Halter,
schreibst die Memoiren aus jungen Jahren, wo du noch Kecke sahst. Ein bisschen Leichtsinn kann nicht schaden, lass der Jugend ihr Vergnügen.
Die frohen Tage verfliegen,
darum lass dir keine grauen Haare wachsen, denn ein bisschen Leichtsinn kann nicht schaden, lass der Jugend ihre Freuden. Bist du einst so alt wie der Methusalem, musst du eingestehen, auch ich war jung.
Darum drück dir heute beide Augen zu und gib der Jugend Schwung.
Thank you.
music soft and mellow, soothing and slow. Strains of a mellow cello when lights are low. Dear, we're so close together, I love you so. Why think about the weather when lights are low? Two hearts revealing, music half times. Life so appealing, with inspiration in your arms. Our lips meeting soft and tender, love's all aglow. Why shouldn't we surrender when lights are low?
Thank you.
Well, I don't know if William Goodwin's exposure meter worked under freakish light conditions, but that was King Oliver and his orchestra and Freakish Light Blues, written by Louis Russell and Paul Barberin. Louis Russell played piano and led the band in that recording from February 1, 1929. Before that, it was Paul's Novelty Orchestra, who were looking for the love light in the dark. That was preceded by Canadian Teddy Joyce and his orchestra recording in London on August 20th, 1936. We heard When Lights Are Low, written by Spencer Williams and Benny Carter. Huey Diamond performed double duty as drummer and vocalist. And we started off with the Comedian Harmonists and A Little Lightness from 1934. If you had trouble deciphering the lyrics of that song, it's because they were in German. In late 1927, German singer-comedian Harry Frommermann was inspired to form a male voice quintet after hearing records of the American group The Revelers, whom you've heard on this show. The group's aim was to vocalize on a variety of different types of songs with the accompaniment provided orally, enhanced discreetly on occasion with piano. The group was a great success, selling millions of records and starring in 12 films, but the group was banned in Germany on February 22, 1935, because three of the members were Jewish. Happily, they're back here on Rapidly Rotating Records on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon. I'm your host, Glenn Robison. If you missed the information on how to enter to win the timeless CD entitled Hot British Dance Bands 1925 to 1937, we'll give that information again in the next segment at the end of the show. We're going to go round and round and round when we return right after this. This past week on February 23rd in 1905, the Rotary Club was founded in Chicago, Illinois, when attorney Paul Harris called three friends to a meeting. What he had in mind was a club that would kindle fellowship among members of the business community. It was an idea that grew from his desire to find within the big city of Chicago the kind of friendly spirit that he had known in the villages where he grew up. As they continued to meet, adding others to the group, they rotated their meetings among the members' places of business, hence the name Rotary Club. Soon after the club name was agreed upon, a wagon wheel design was suggested as the club emblem. It was the precursor of the familiar cogwheel emblem now worn by Rotarians around the world. By the end of 1905, the club had 30 members. Rotary became international in 1910 when a club was formed in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. By 1921, the organization was represented on every continent, and the name Rotary International was adopted in 1922. Today, Rotary is an organization of business and professional leaders united worldwide who provide humanitarian service, encourage high ethical standards in all vocations, and help build goodwill and peace in the world. There are approximately 1.2 million Rotarians, including my boss, members of more than 29,000 Rotary clubs in 163 countries. So, from Rotary to things that rotate, like rapidly rotating records, here's a set of songs about some other things that go round, starting off with Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra.
In words low down, now this is how the music goes round. I blow through here, the music goes round and around, whoa, and it comes up here. I push the first valve down, the music goes down and around, whoa, and it comes up here. I push the middle valve down. The music goes down around below, below, below. Diddly ho, ho, ho. Listen to the notes come out. I push the other valve down. The music goes round and around. Oh, 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 and it comes out here. Round and around, oh, 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 and it comes up here. I push the slide way out. The music goes round and about, oh, 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 and it comes up here. I push the slide way down. The music goes down around, below, below, below. Dilly ho, ho, ho. Listen to the jazz come out. I make the funniest sound. Music goes round and around, oh, 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 and it comes out here.
Seems to meet with the approval of the school. And from now on in Swinglish, the system is the rule. The next lecture will be on advanced jazzography. The earth turns on its axis from left to right. That's what gives us day and night. We're interested in finding out what makes the world go round about. Mary, what answer have you found?
Why, Professor, swing makes the world go round.
Ever since the world began, one thing always troubled man. Mars, the star, filled his mind with war. All he wanted to know, what makes the world go round? What makes the world go round? There's no need to worry, 'cause the answer I have found. Wise men say it isn't so, but I want you all to know that swing makes the world go round. In their books they say I'm wrong, but you'll find out from my song that swing makes the world go round. When the rhythm's burning, the world keeps turning round and round. Just keep singing, let me hear that whoa sound. If you'll listen carefully, then I'm sure that you'll agree that swing makes the world go round. Oh, swing. Every Russian peasant finds it all so pleasant. Even Chinese maidens do like to swing. I'm telling you, oh, swing. They love to swing and sing. Swing is driving them insane. Now you can take most any nation. They all play the swing for patience.
honoring the members of Rotary International, some songs about things that rotate. We heard from Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra from January 5th, 1935, with George Elric providing the vocal on The Music Goes Round and Round. Then music in the Russ Morgan Manor, Jimmy Lewis vocalizing on The Merry-Go-Round Broke Down from April 29th, 1937. Then, from a Vitaphone musical short from 1937, Mal Hallett and his orchestra with Teddy Grace doing the vocal on Swing Makes the World Go Round. And we wrapped it up with Jack Jackson and his orchestra from October 4th, 1935, and Just As Long As the World Goes Round and Round. You've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, heard each and every Sunday evening at 6 here on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7 Avalon. I'm Glenn Robison, reminding you that you have three ways to have a chance at winning that CD on the Timeless label called Hot British Dance Bands 1925 to 1937. All you have to do is send an email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GlennRobison, or if you're digitally challenged, you can send a card or letter to me at Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. Or you can give me a call at area code 909-641-0805, 909-641-0805. We'll take entries until the end of next week's show on March 4th. Then we'll have a drawing to determine the lucky winner. I hope you'll tune in again next Sunday evening at 6 for more toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Until then, this is Glenn Robison thanking you for your very kind attention.